Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few quick words in the Republican debate held Wednesday night at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. And though he was only there in spirit, Reagan must have been spinning in his grave like a rotisserie chicken in the middle of a power surge. They didn't just break his 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of other Republicans. They stomped on it with football cleats and shoved it down a sewer grate with a broken rake handle. It was predicted to be a dogfight, and the crowd came ready for blood. Before Rick Perry could answer Brian Williams' question about executing 234 inmates on his watch, the audience applauded. When Newt Gingrich blamed the media for setting up the fight, the rest of the contestants dismissed him like an elderly aunt who wandered into a discussion on nuclear fission. Newt Gingrich, the soul of reason. Something has gone horribly awry. Here's some other highlights. Rick Perry supported his anti-science stance by comparing himself to Galileo. Don't ask. He hates cancer and called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Not once, but three times. So apparently he thinks he can get elected without Florida. We learned Michelle Bachmann spent the last three weekends going to restaurants and wants to drill for oil in the Everglades. So Florida is obviously not in her plans either. John Huntsman is apparently running in the wrong party. Everybody except him looked like a fifth grader trying to fake his way through a book report on something they didn't read. Ron Paul has been mauled by the TSA, and he is not happy about it. It is impossible for Mitt Romney to be outsmugged by anyone, even a Texan. Herman Cain likes chili. The country, not the food. And the major difference between Elvis Presley and Rick Santorum is Elvis might still be alive. It had to say the big winner was Sarah Palin, who was smart enough not to attend. But that doesn't mean she won't be around next time. And on behalf of comedians everywhere, may I just say, run, Sarah, run. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.